Hello, this is Russ Hansen for Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. Create thirst. Mark chapter 9, verse 50. Salt is good, but if it loses its saltiness, how can you make it salty again? Have salt in yourselves, and be at peace with each other. I once heard this wonderful illustration about motivating someone. While it is true that you can lead a horse to water, you can't make him drink, but you can salt his oats. Some of us in Christian ministry wear ourselves out trying to force people to drink, spiritually, when they show no inclination and, in fact, flatly refuse. We heap on guilt or glitter, but there are still no slurping sounds. What is the answer? Salt the oats. Right. How do we do that? It is a good question and deserves careful consideration. Salt is a very valuable mineral and has served many purposes throughout centuries. It is used to preserve food, to season foods, and even for its medicinal qualities. In Roman times, the soldiers were even paid in salt, which is where the word salary comes from. If you've heard that odd expression that someone is not worth his salt, it refers to the payment in salt that a soldier received. With this bit of information in mind, in what way can we become salty Christians? Have you ever been in a room full of people and acted like you were yawning? Do you know what happens? Others start yawning themselves. Perhaps you could say that you salted the yawn reflex. We need to salt the oats spiritually. There's no way we can live indifferent Christian lives and be salt and light to those around us. If we do that, we have lost our saltiness and no longer possess the appeal that will draw others to walk close to Christ. Are you salting the oats? May God richly bless you as you bless others by your words and actions. Pastor Cecil.
Thank you for listening to Pastor Cecil's devotional today. If you wish to subscribe to his daily devotional emails or read his devotional online, please go to dailydevotional.com or pastorcecil.com.